I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, November 29th. Joe Brill of Quincy has died. The longtime advocate for veterans issues and baseball superfan died on Thanksgiving Day on his way to the Quincy-North Quincy football game at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Brill suffered a heart attack. He was 65. Brill was a longtime member of the Sons of the American Legion Morissette Post, and his wife, Terry, is a member of the Ladies Auxiliary. Brill was a Navy veteran, worked for the state lottery. He helped organize the Flags for Veterans Island in Quincy Square and spoke at numerous veterans events. He was also an avid baseball fan and also had suffered a heart attack at Fenway Park in 2013 during a Red Sox-Yankees game. He recovered in time to see the Red Sox win the World Series that year. Brill also helped with the restoration of a historic carousel that used to operate on Howe's Neck. He helped to sell the carousel to Buffalo, New York, where it was restored and still operates today. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. The Quincy North Quincy High School Combined Marching Band won first place in the band competition during yesterday's 68th annual Quincy Christmas Parade. It was the first time in decades that the hometown band took the top spot in the competition. New Bedford High School placed second. Third place went to the Immaculate Heart of Mary Marching Band. There were 15 bands in this year's parade. In the float competition, the George White Award for Best Commercial Float went to the Grand Marshal Floats, featuring Manatt Community Health Center and the Quincy Health Department. The best commercial float was IntelliCare, a new Quincy Center business. The Quincy DPW Snow Team won Best Specialty Float. In the non-commercial float category, the Friends of Quincy Recreation won the Father Thomas Tierney Grand Prize. First place went to Quincy High School. North Quincy High won second place. Third place to the Quincy Rotary Club, and the Quincy Parks Conservancy won fourth. Two small fires in Quincy yesterday. The first fire broke out at the Home Depot on Willard Street at about 1 p.m. Officials say flames were seen shooting from a vent at the Garden Center about 1 p.m. Quincy firefighters quickly doused that blaze. No one was hurt. A few hours later, fire broke out at a home at 166 Granite Street, just outside of Quincy Center. No injuries reported. The cause of both fires under investigation. It's a holiday gift for the 200 liquor license holders in Quincy. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says Mayor Thomas Koch has agreed to waive the $2,000 renewal fee for the second year in a row. The mayor also agreed to waive the liquor license renewal fees for this year in an effort to help small businesses who've been struggling through the pandemic. Mayor had said that the city could make up the $400,000 in lost fees through the hotel motel tax and excise taxes, along with building permits and other existing fees. The MBTA will begin tearing down the former Lowe's Home Improvement store on Bergen Parkway in Quincy next year. During a recent community meeting, T officials said they'll begin demolition of the building in early 2022 to make way for their new bus maintenance facility. MBTA project manager Scott Hamway said the T is hoping that bus ridership levels will bounce back as the pandemic wanes. The new garage will be built to accommodate up to 150 buses, but about a third of those are expected to be electric buses. The new garage will replace the T's existing 100-year-old garage on Hancock Street and is expected to be completed in late 2024. Quincy City Council President Nina Liang is nearing the end of her two-year term as City Council President and has some advice for the next council president. Listen, Liang says a decision about who will be the next council president will be made by the entire City Council. She wouldn't say if she intends to make a nomination. Liang was re-elected to her fourth two-year term on the City Council earlier this month. The American Red Cross will be holding a community blood drive in Quincy today. They'll be at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street from 1 to 7 p.m. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment. Check of business news. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 905 points on Friday. The NASDAQ fell 353. The S&P dropped 106. European stocks and oil prices rebounded today, while Asian markets fell further after the coronavirus's Omicron variant was found in more countries and governments imposed travel controls. The dollar rose, the euro was higher, oil is at $71 a barrel. Sports: Patriots beat Tennessee 36-13, Celtics beat Toronto 109-97, the Bruins beat Vancouver 3-2. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly cloudy and a high 39, partly cloudy tonight, low 28. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, again a high of 39. Milder on Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 45, and even warmer still on Thursday with some afternoon showers and a high Thursday 52. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, wind out of the north gusting to 20 knots at times, high tide 6:28 a.m. Sunrise at 6:51, set at 4:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, November 29th.